My dad said, never trust a fart.
Oh.
It's like, and I, you know, I didn't think about that back
so
then.
So anytime you, need to fart, you should always be sitting on the toilet. Is that,
the toilet.
I see.
You should always be on the toilet because there's a good chance. There's like a 60-40 chance that you're about to shit your pants. So anyway, that was my question, Adam. I'm
That's
curious.
Another thing. What if Fatty sharted? It's going to go immediately all the way down his leg. He has no underwear to catch it.
No barrier there.
No barrier at all. It's just straight down the leg.
That's annoying.
Yeah. I mean, you know, going underwearless has a certain sexual appeal.
Yeah. No.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
My dad said that you're about to shit your pants.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4278 of the BFO for Thursday, the 27th of June, 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. That includes, can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. And there was something in the Villa Mailbox. Big Fatty, you ran out of music. It's true. Hi there, everyone. Big Fatty, it's thrown you, hadn't it? It has. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're thrown today because, y'all, it's just been a topsy-turvy kind of day. But we'll get to more of that. Y'all, I'll tell you why I'm yawning. Being fatty because you're old? No, I'll tell you why I'm yawning. But first, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 27th of June, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, never met this person. In fact, never met his daddy, either. But y'all, I have seen pictures of this young one growing up. Y'all, he's got to be... I was going to say he's either 3 or 4 years old, I'm leaning towards 4. But, Big Fatty, look at you. Guess your height and weight and age, I guess. But, I'm sure he's just a delightful young'un. Y'all, he's got a fairly new younger brother. So he's the older bro. Yes, Big Fatty, the older bro. Y'all, I am talking about the eldest son of my Northeast stray daddy. Y'all, I'm talking about little Logan. Big Fatty, we love little Logan. We do indeed. And y'all, I do hope that Logan is not on any of the social medias, but I know his daddy is on the Twix, so y'all, or is he on the Twix? I don't remember. Anyway, I'm sure he's on something, so y'all, but he'll probably, he better be sending Big Fatty a picture of the cake. Yes, the cake. Y'all... send little Logan some birthday wishes, and I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Big Fatty, you think there'll be kitties on it, or maybe pirates? I don't know. Oh, you know, pirates, that could make it vulgar.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
And again, have some fun and play
Y'all, I know. I know many of you are interested in the Nip's butthole. Big Fatty, do you have to put it that way? Well, anyway, y'all, I got messages all day, too. I say Tuesday. Oh, it has started. It's releasing. I've taken more. I got to run. You know, just, y'all spent all afternoon and evening running to the Turl. Y'all couldn't believe how full of shit he was. But all of us, though, we knew. We knew he was full of shit. But anyway, y'all, he says he didn't sleep very well on Tuesday night. But y'all picked him up at 10 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, I'm a giver. I had to forego Miss Gayle King. took him to the office, and he filled out paperwork and everything. He had to be there at 7:30 a.m. in the morning, and they took him back, I guess, about 8 o'clock or so, and he was having he's getting it from both ends. B, ready? Spit roasted, yes. He was spit roasted by his doctor, and he was done they came out to get me, to bring me back, it was 20 minutes to 9, quarter to 9, something like that, and y'all, he was just laying down, and you know, they were, Nip, wake up, we need you to roll over, and, you know, and, so anyway, he finally, kind of came to, y'all are rushing me, and we're not gonna rush you, you take as much time as you need, and, where am I? And he saw me. Oh, you're here. And y'all, it was needless to say, the propofol, y'all, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. He said, I was determined I was gonna beat it, so I was not gonna let it, I was not gonna succumb to it. And so the anesthesiologist gave it to him, and he had to start counting. He says, I don't remember saying 9 or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, y'all, I'm happy to report no abnormalities, although y'all, he was terribly, terribly disappointed, because, you know, it's the Nip thrives on I don't know what he thrives on, but he thrives on it, and terribly disappointed that they did not find the world's most contagious butthole-eating mammal up in there, eating away, and y'all, there wasn't nothing wrong upstairs or downstairs, so I know many of you were concerned about that, but y'all, he posted to our group, he says, oh, the doctor said I had the perfect butthole like that of a teenage boy, and I said, I was in the room, and it's now time for you to get hearing aids. Happy music. Y'all, I forgot to say, y'all, his butthole doctor, y'all, quite the looker. Quite the looker, I'll say. So, I'm sure the Nip would like to take a picture with him and say, he was in my butt. Total Top. Let's see. Since the Nip didn't come down, y'all, he was busy. And so, y'all, I had a very quiet afternoon and evening. I did a little more nipple walking here in the villa. And I had me a garden salad for my supper with some rotisserie chicken. Y'all, it's delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. And then I watched the news and the Jeopardy. And y'all, I sat down to watch the Atlanta Braves sports ball. Y'all, it was postponed due to weather. I didn't really have much on the TV machine to watch. So I just said, you know what? I think I'm just going to sit here and play a little of my... Oh, y'all, by the way, that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, he sent me a message that said, Big Freddy, well, I don't see it now. It said what the Gary Bearden was saying to you was that he likes to see your Wordles and your other puzzles, but he can't do it. So, thank you, Chris. I don't know if you knew this or not, but Chris speaks Beardenese, and, it probably has something to do with the Baptist Bill or something like that. I don't know. Big Fatty, he's an Episcopalian. Y'all, it was just a quiet evening. Y'all, I took my go-to-bed pills, and y'all, I struggled to stay up to 9 p.m. in the evening, but I did. And, y'all, I crawled in that live chamber, and, y'all, I was out like a light. But, y'all, I woke up at 5:45. But, y'all, I was perfectly rested. So I kind of piddled around, looked at my phone and all, and I finally got up a few minutes before 6 and got up and had my, I don't know what that is. Big Freddy's so sad to see him go downtown, but, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, started on my shopping list for the Von's East, and I know what else I did Tuesday evening. Y'all, a dear friend of mine, her mother passed away. She was 88 years old, about the same age that the Hatterina was, and she's a little bit younger than me, but went to the visitation at the funeral home downtown. And she has two younger sisters, but that we're all old, one of them I knew better than the other, but introduced myself to the youngest one because I hadn't seen either one of the sisters in probably 40 years, probably 30 years, but We just had a real nice visit, and before I left, I told my friend, I told her, I said, just listen here for a minute. And y'all, there was nothing but upbeat chatter and laughter and just people just happy to be there. And I said, your mom and you and your sisters are the reason of all this happiness in here right now. And just keep that in mind. I know it's not easy because your mama died and everything, but she was, as they said, she was ready to go. And but I said, just remember the happiness that you're hearing right now. And she says, I never really thought about it that way, but you're right. Got up Wednesday morning, took the nip to the butthole doctor when it was all over. I brought him back home. And, I came in, finished my shopping list, and, then I was off. I was off to get Ruby Red washed, and from there, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy! Hear that? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it, y'all, as I do. As I do on hump day, y'all went to the Von's East. Y'all had a lot that was on sale. Y'all picked up, they had the Lactaid ice cream, you know, the round tubs of that. I guess that's a quart. They were on sale, two for $4. So I got one of those. Plus I had a coupon. I picked up a couple of the, solid kits. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the good drumstick ice cream cones, buy one, get one free. So I got one box of those. I had a coupon, for some Dole Tropical Gold pineapple chunks. Buy one, get one free if you have the coupon, and I have the coupon. Y'all, they had the good Black Jewel white popcorn. It was on sale, and y'all, I was running low on it, so I got a couple of boxes of those. Y'all, they had the good Green Giant frozen vegetables. Buy one, get one free. Got some buttered cone this time. Y'all picked up a bag of the radish Cowens. Y'all, they had the Sweet Baby Ray barbecue sauce. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all, they had the little bitty cans of the Pillsbury cinnamon rolls. You know, just 5 little cinnamon rolls. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, I picked up a couple of cans of the sausage gravy. Gonna have that at Friday at Fatty's this week. Y'all picked up another aerosol can of the Ready Whip whip topping. It was buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had hell of a good French onion dip. It was on sale. Plus, I had a coupon for that. Big Fatty, you're just stacking them all up, aren't you? It was. What is that? That is BC. Oh, I know what it was. Betty Crocker. Peanut butter cookery mix. They were buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all, they had a pineapple and Bayfren sausage links, pork sausage links. They were on sale. Plus, I had a coupon. Y'all, they had the good Oscar Mayer Bayfren on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. And y'all, they had the big 20-ounce containers of the, what do you call it? The Gatorade Zero. You know, it didn't have the sugar in it. But y'all have been drinking that when I was out walking. And, Big Fatty, you're out of music. I am. It was 8-pack, and it was buy two, get two free. So it was basically buy one, get one free, but you had to buy two. So I got 4 different ones. I got 2 orange, 1 green apple, and 1 grape flavored. And, y'all, I spent $83.77, but I saved $72.37. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Oh, dear gussy, Big Fatty, you realize all that talk about the Nip's butthole has kept you from opening your gift at that arrival. Well, y'all, just gonna have to wait and open it for you tomorrow, y'all. It is addressed to me and Baron Frosty. I don't know if that means that Baron Frosty gets half of this or if it's from Baron Frosty, but Mr. Cackle, we will, I'll figure it out on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard those kids from over there at The Mix. And y'all, I just thought it was very appropriate, given the Nip shenanigans, that we remember that wise old advice.
My dad said that you're about to shit your pants.
Oh, Big Fatty, that could be wise advice for you most every day.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com.
Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.